On this Tuesday night, it's dark and cold, and the prison looks foreboding. Inside, in a large cinder block hall, 36 men sit in quiet rows as UAB English professor Nicole Laracy begins this session of the Donaldson Prison Lecture Series.
So, what I was hoping to do tonight is to just do some stories with you. Are you guys willing to try that?
All the men are in white uniforms, stamped with Alabama Department of Corrections. Some have pens in their front pockets and thin notebooks on their laps. Laracy prompts a discussion about literature.
What's the difference between not true and made up?
I think that when you make something up, it has a certain element of truth.
It could almost be a college class, except three guards walk a quiet line around the inmates, and the classroom doors stay locked. Ronald McKeithen has been in prison for 31 years and is serving a life sentence without parole for various robbery charges. When McKeithen first came to prison, he hadn't even finished high school. Now he attends every lecture he can.
I just like learning new things, you know. It makes me feel alive, lets me know I'm not dying in here.
The reason McKeithen's able to take in these lectures is because of an unfortunate turn of events 27 years ago. Ada Long was the dean of the Honors College at UAB at the time. She heard about a smart student who'd been accepted into the Honors College. But the summer before, he had also been charged with murder. Instead of enrolling as a freshman, he went to Donaldson to begin a life sentence. In response, Long started a lecture series where UAB faculty and staff teach classes on whatever they want: Milton's Paradise Lost, Exploring Caves, HIV and sexual health. The lectures aren't for credit, but only inmates with good behavior are allowed to attend.
We don't want to lock them up and have them forget how to behave and how to function as a person.
That's Cheryl Price, the warden of Donaldson. She's responsible for Donaldson's approximately 1,600 inmates. Price says the lectures remind inmates what life is like outside, both the privileges and what will be expected of them. And that's important. 97% of inmates in U.S. prisons are eventually released. Plus,
it gives them some dignity. Education is the one thing that you can't lose. Well, no one can take from you.
And in turn, Libba Vaughn, who runs the program now, says UAB faculty constantly send her emails about how much they enjoyed the experience.
For many of them, it reminds them of the reason why they love to teach, because they're speaking about what they're passionate about to a group of people that are really, for the most part, very curious and willing to be there and listen and learn. And sometimes that doesn't always happen in the classroom, the regular classroom.
So I'm going to ask this one.
Back in the prison classroom, UAB professor Nicole Laracy asked the students to reflect on their own lives.
Tell me a story that shows me what motivates you to get out of bed in the morning.
Slowly, men start raising their hands. Ronald McKeithen, the man serving a life sentence, tells a story about when he was transferred to Donaldson. He was lying in the prison infirmary and saw a dead body being wheeled out on a stretcher.
But the only thing I could see was his foot, and I could see the tag on his foot. And I'm looking like it. I'm like, man, who this is, you know? I don't want to be like that. You don't know who he is, what he done, or whatever. So it kind of motivated me to get up in the morning and just be, do. Don't just be a number, you know. A class come up, bam, I want to take it. I just don't want to be just a number, just a guy with a toe tag.
The lecture ends, but not in the way college classes normally do. The men thank Laracy and file back to their cells. She says she'll be back. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.